Right now, it's time for us to continue our series that we have joined in cooperation with the Foundation for Community Health. Those are interviews with programs that have been involved with the Foundation for Community Health, programs that serve our area. These interviews are done to open your eyes to see what the Foundation for Community Health does, how they do it, and all the services that are now offered in our area because of joint ventures that the foundation has with different organizations. Today, we're going to be speaking with Joanne Bourdois, who is the CEO of Community Health and Wellness. Good morning, Joanne. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You know, it's great to speak to you because I just turned 69. And I've had my doctor for quite a long time. And with what's happening here in the northwest corner, it's always in the back of my mind. And I think the older you get, the more nervous you get, where you're comfortable with somebody. We've been losing doctors amazingly in our area. And this is an area that is predominantly, it does have young people in it, but has people middle-aged and up. So I've been waiting to speak to you about a lot of different things. First of all, for people that are listening, why don't we get a little overview and take a look for people that don't know what exactly the Community Health and Wellness Program is that you put on?
Sure, I'd be happy to talk to you about that. So Community Health and Wellness Center is actually one of 17 community health centers in the state of Connecticut. You may have also heard us refer to as FQHCs, or Federally Qualified Health Center, and that simply means that we are assisted with funding through the federal government. So our story really is we started from a grassroots movement as a two-room center initially back in 2002 as part of Charlotte Hungerford to provide access to folks in the communities of Torrington and surrounding towns that could not get access to physician offices either because they were uninsured or underinsured. And so after a couple of years of trying to help make that better, the hospital financially could not continue to sustain the clinic, which was located on the campus of Brooker Memorial, an agency that does pediatric dentistry. And we decided to go out and purchase a place and really address the needs of the community because we saw so many people coming out, again, meeting those requirements of not having insurance or being underinsured, that we knew that truly we needed to do something. So eventually, in 2009, we applied for status to become federally qualified so that we could get some assistance to put a very important asset and services in the town of Torrington. And since then, we've been operating on 469 Mission Avenue there and grew from what was originally a grocery store building of 10,000 square feet to now a 34,000 square foot building. And what makes us a little bit unique in terms of being a community health center is that we establish our centers to be a one-stop model. And so realizing that folks do have sometimes difficulty accessing services, mostly in the northwest corner because of transportation, for example, you can come in and you can make an appointment to see your medical doctor, your dentist. If you need mental health services, those are also located in the same building, as well as a lab and pharmacy on site so folks can come in and get their prescriptions and their blood work done before they leave. So we are a bit of a hybrid, as I always call ourselves, somewhere between a physician practice and a hospital. And I say that because we can offer a bit more social services and, again, the model of that one-stop shopping where sometimes physician offices just can't staff their practices to do the social piece of it and employ the staff that can offer those kinds of services. So that's a broad brush of what we do.
Now, what is the term being federally qualified health center? Does that open up grants and money and direction for you? Is that what that does?
That's exactly right. It gives us the opportunity. So approximately 35 to 40% of our operating revenue or business comes from being supported with grants that mostly support salaries so that we can get providers and support staff in the door, keep our doors open to provide the services that we do. But it also opens the doors for us to apply for grants, mostly the federal grants through HRSA, Health and Human Resources Administration, that others may not have the opportunity to apply for. And many times those grants are what we call collaborative or coalition grants, and they require that we work with community-based agencies or other healthcare providers in the area so that we can form strong networks of how we care for our patients.
You know, I since you started and your scope has changed, you have become as what you do, especially out here. I know in Litchfield County in Northwest Connecticut, the scene of the way we used to and currently go see our physicians has changed. When I was a kid, of course, we had Dr. Goodenach, and he would come out, he would do house calls, and medicine was totally different. And then the Sharon Clinic opened, and other, you know, other doctors, and the hospital brought in doctors. But now it is an emergency situation because we are losing doctors. They are retiring. There's lots of different reasons why we are losing doctors. And do you think that right now, what your charge is and your mission is even now more important than ever?
Absolutely. You know, and I've been in healthcare as a nurse initially and now in administration for many years, for a total of about 32 years, and I've seen those changes happen right along with you. And unfortunately, some of those changes are a necessity. The rural areas of the state, such as the northwest corner, are in dire need of access to primary care. And so what we have done, and this spans prior to my coming to Community Health and Wellness, which started out with a staff of 60 and now has grown to over 100, a second location in Winsted that opened in July of 2019, and now we're hoping our third site in North Canaan, thanks to the help of the Foundation for Community Health for funding that project, that we can open up that third site and help address the needs that are very prominent in the northwest corner. And that is not so much a need to access health care because folks are uninsured or living at poverty levels, although I will say that that does exist in Canaan and surrounding towns, and we do need to be able to provide access to quality health care to those folks. And we do that, and we do that well because we can offer sliding scale programs. But the mission in the northwest corner stretches beyond what our usual goal is and why we establish ourselves in neighborhoods. And it is that, as you mentioned, the northwest corner is in dire need of access to primary care providers. There is a national shortage happening. Most people coming out of med school that choose this as their career are looking toward the specialty tracks. And so recruiting primary care or family practice physicians is even more challenging, but then add rurality to that, and it makes it even a greater challenge. So we have, again, through the help of the foundation and now working very closely and partnering with Sharon Hospital, are working very hard to meet the needs and address the fact that shortly a very critical situation of not having providers in that whole northwest corner will be a reality. And we want to be there for folks to be able to open our doors and not let that happen.
Now, where is this facility going to be located in North Canaan? Is there a site yet?
Yeah, so we purchased, to this point, with the help of the foundation, we've been able to purchase property, and that is located on East Main Street, right across from the Stop and Shop Plaza. For folks that live in that area, it used to once be, most people know it as a florist, and then recently was a wood shop. So we purchased that property. Next week, we are planning demolition of the existing buildings. And then shortly thereafter, we'll be putting out requests for proposals for the construction phase, which we're hoping will start in the early part of next year, and that we will be operational, if not by the end of 22, early in 2023. And it will be a 7,300 square foot, two-story, beautiful facility that we will provide services for primary care with, you know, highly skilled, qualified providers. We're looking for medical doctors and APRNs. And as well, we will also be providing mental health services because through our process of assessing need in the area, it was determined that behavioral health and mental health is also a great need that needs to be addressed.
You know, it's when you as I sit here as a private individual, many years ago, I had to make a choice. My insurance company dropped me because I had. They said I had diabetes. It wasn't diabetes, but they dropped me. I went for 7 years without insurance. I was very lucky to get through that 7 years. The Affordable Health Care Act came along, which really helped me out a great deal. And now between Medicare and the other plans that I put together, I'm fairly well covered. But I can be fairly well covered, but if there's no doctors around, what good is it?
That's absolutely right. And then there's the, you know, that adds to the inconvenience of having to travel to get your care. And so we see folks right now in our Winstead location, but even though it's, you know, people say, well, it's only 30 minutes. Well, 30 minutes for some folks can be a long time and can mean a lot of arranging that needs to happen to get there. So our goal is, and being the only FQHC in the whole northwest corner, we serve Torrington, surrounding towns there, Winstead. We will be in Canaan, but the hope is that folks that are needing FQHC services that currently go to Massachusetts or New York can now also stay local and just come to us. In addition, we turn no one away, regardless of your ability to pay, because, again, we work on slides for people who need that. And we take anyone with any kind of insurance. So that's the benefit of having an FQHC in the neighborhood, is that we can service everyone and hopefully cover the needs that people need. If there's something that we can't do on site, the other thing we pride ourselves in is really partnering with our community agencies. So this isn't something we're going to do alone. Again, I mentioned that, you know, we're working closely with Sharon Hospital, and we've worked in the past with GARE and will continue to do so. And so we work with our partners in order to make sure that we close the gaps in care for patients if there's something on site that we cannot provide because it's a higher level of care.
You know, it's interesting because it's almost like putting a puzzle together where all the pieces, when they finally come together, all those gaps are filled in.
Yes. And it's so important to keep that, you know, in the forefront. And you don't want to see patients and not be able to refer them to, you know, specialty treatment. So that is something we're working with Sharon Hospital with as well, and Nuvance Health System in general is, you know, it's not only an issue of needing primary care in the area, but it's when we determine that someone needs a specialist, where will we send that person? And, you know, we don't want those kinds of things to fall through the cracks. And so establishing a center there really means providing the necessary care that patients need. We are accredited as a patient-centered medical home, so our way of work and delivering care is to really put the patient in the center of making decisions about their care. And then soon, we hope that by the end of this year, we will be an accredited diabetes center as well, so we can help folks like you who are managing diabetes or other chronic conditions. And in the interim, the exciting news is that while we're waiting for the construction of the facility to begin, we are going to be providing mobile services to at least the town of Sharon right now, which is about to launch in the next week or two. And we're working with the town of North Canaan to figure out a place where we can come up and park our mobile medical unit, which we affectionately refer to as Betty, bringing exceptional services to you. And hopefully in the interim, we can provide some of that relief and lessen people's anxieties about the very critical issue of not having access to primary care.
Now, I have to, before we wrap this up, we're speaking with Joanne Bourdois, who is the CEO of Community Health and Wellness. Your location in Torrington, that's where the former Mancini's supermarket,
I think, was. Yes, and then our location in Winstead was the former IGA, so I feel like I should really be looking for supermarkets every time I go and expand our services.
Well, those are
because they've been really good to us, and we've been able to carry on, you know, the legacy of family giving in the communities that we've established ourselves. ourselves in Torrington and Winsted.
Well, I can tell you, just speaking to you over the past few minutes, I am absolutely amazed at how many employees and how many people you work with you now. And I know that people out here can't wait to get to open your office in North Canaan and also the mobile office. Once again, Joanne, thanks for taking a few minutes for joining us and letting us know how your work with the Foundation for Community Health is going to make all this possible.
Thank you so much for having me. We're so excited to be coming into the neighborhood, and we really can't wait to be able to come up and help. And thanks again for taking the time to talk with me today.
All right, Joanne, thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
It's exciting news, and it's news that is needed for this area.